Do you ever have one of those days where you just didn't make yourself a cup of coffee? Oh my God. Today I thought, I'm going to go into the studio without the coffee. I'm okay. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be clear-headed. I just want to see what it's like to go into the studio without having that little bit of a buzz underneath everything that I'm doing. And it's like, oh man. Oh. Stepping into a brand new day without a cup of coffee. Now, I don't know about you. I'm going to say this anyway, and I hope I don't cross any lines, but that would be like me starting my day off without prayer. It's like, what? Where's it at, dude? No. I'm not going that route. There's always going to be a cup of prayer every day. Hey, it's Errol. This is The Daily Mess. A chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. Every day, the writing instrument is in my hand. And you know what? Can I be honest with you here? I had an incredible conversation yesterday with John Waite. John Waite was with the Babies, and then he was with Bad English. And, you know, you've heard his music and stuff like that. And yesterday, we spoke on the level of being writers. And I really would love for you to take a chance to go listen to that. Because to hear him talk about writing and how we blended our thoughts together about the subject of writing, it was an amazing moment, and it still lives deep inside my soul. But you can find it on you're gonna find it on my podcast. It's called Like It's Live. Just Google it. Errol Collins, John Waite. It'll come up. Trust me, it'll come up. But it really is the importance of why writing is part of the journey. This is The Daily Mess. I don't know if you know this or not, and you probably don't. I have an addiction to water. I do. I am so addicted to water. I love the way it tastes. I love how I can feel it entering my body, knowing that in a short amount of time, it's going to be coming out of my body. To be in there. My God. The closest I get to being in there is through thought. Water gets to participate with the process of life. It has a backstage pass to go everywhere it wants to. Now, warm water is my preferred choice, but as of late, though, my mornings have started off with a really super cold glass of water. I think it's a childhood memory thing, I really do. The mountain streams of Montana that I grew up in, the water is so pure and so free from man's chemicals. But I do wonder, though, what the returning water would actually tell me if it could speak. Doctors do it all the time. They take note of what the water is carrying with it. I'd like to know if the water heard stories. I mean, it travels well beyond just your stomach. It's part of the entire flow as well as the flaw. Now the question is, would I listen while the water spoke? Or would I come up with the everyday excuse? When we take things in. And you know, my challenge would be if I could get water to speak as to what was going on the inside, I would then challenge the air that I breathe. I want to know what it's doing as it enters my lungs and goes throughout my entire body. I would like to know what food is doing as it goes through the system and how it was used and why it was used. And am I really wasting my time eating this kind of food? I just love food, but I'm more addicted to water. The things that flow from our body, if you could just listen to it, would you fight it? Would you challenge it? I openly admitted to you, the only thing that I have is that of thought. Do I listen to it? Absolutely. Do I challenge it? Oh, hell yeah. Do I want to grow more with it? Yes. That's the only thing that we have, that we can physically see what goes inside, because a thought comes inside, you digest it, it moves through you, and then mine comes out on paper, in journals, defrag journals, morning pages. What are you doing? What's going on inside your system of delivery? And if you could hear it, would you argue or would you participate with? I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.